Saturday of the first week of Advent, year A, 2022. Today we celebrate the feast of the great Jesuit missionary, Francis Xavier. Our passage from Matthew fits very nicely with this feast. Having called disciples to join him, Jesus now sends them out to share in his ministry. They will be itinerant missionaries, depending completely on the kindness of strangers for food and drink and shelter as they travel from town to town. They will be preaching the inbreaking rule of God and will engage in activities similar to Jesus's on behalf of the people because he has authorized them to do so. These disciples will restrict themselves to the house of Israel. They will be preaching and ministering in a way that people understand, because if they have the eyes to see, they will appreciate the fact that what Jesus and the disciples are doing is in fulfillment of the deep longings of Israel for many centuries. By contrast, Francis left his native Europe and traveled to Goa, India, and Japan. He too was dependent on the kindness of strangers once he left Goa. But the people to whom he preached and ministered had no shared context, no shared horizon of understanding to appreciate what Francis was offering them. It was completely new and strange teaching for them. He found folks to help translate what he was trying to communicate with the people, and they helped him choose words in the local languages that would approximate the meaning of God and heaven and good news. Francis was a very passionate man. We all know about his extraordinary exploits, not least of which was the enormous number of baptisms he performed, probably more than 100,000. His theological understanding of grace deeply informed his mission. He was convinced that the people of the East needed baptism in order to be saved. They might be saved by the so-called baptism of desire, but that was shakier ground to stand on than baptism by water. To be baptized by desire means to have the implicit or explicit desire to do whatever is necessary to come to the fullness of life. Included in this desire would be, again, the implicit desire to enter the Catholic Church if one encountered the Church and became convinced about the importance of its sacraments. There is something for me very sobering about Francis's story. Each of us is called to live our lives and make our choices within our own context, with whatever understanding of things we possess, and with whatever ignorance we carry with us. Francis was acting as missionary out of his best lights. If he had lived not in the 16th century, but after the Second Vatican Council, he would have viewed the role of baptism and its necessity for salvation very differently. In this Advent season, as we deepen our longing for the triumph of light and truth and compassion in our world that knows so much darkness and untruth and violence, let us be encouraged by St. Francis Xavier's story, for it invites us to allow God to work with us, in us, and through us, just as we are, with all our limitations and all our gifts.